Leno's got a scarf out, just waving it around in excess and never tear us apart. Up and Adam at 8:09. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, folks. Jenny, we love the Bend Motorsport Park. Of course, been out there a few times to do certain things, and they've got a new sheriff in town.
Very cool, Alistair McDonald. He's been brought in. He's got a lot of experience, over 20 years experience in senior leadership roles across sports and entertainment, GM of the Superloop Adelaide 500, tournament director of both the Sydney International and Adelaide International tennis events, CEO of lots of sporting organisations, so they're very lucky to have him, and we're lucky to have him on the line. How are you doing there, Alistair? Congrats.
Thanks, Jenny, and thanks for having me, Adam. Really looking forward to the role and, appreciate the kind words.
This is us bringing the tray of biscuits to the new neighbour. Welcome to the Bend. No doubt you're not unaccustomed to the facilities, having done the work at Superloop and things as well. What do you make of the place?
Oh, it's an incredible place, and I guess for me, just to see the vision or feel the vision and to see the investment and the execution so far on what is a world-class sports and entertainment venue in regional South Australia is just fantastic. And I'm very privileged to have the opportunity to kind of take it on its next journey.
So what will your role entail, Alistair?
I think it will be working closely with, Dr. Sam Shaheen and the team. They've got an excellent team up there on, the next stage of the development of the facility and business operations and the offering. Our aim as a it is a world-class facility for South Australia, is to bring more and more interstate and overseas visitors to the region. And I think through the offering that the Bend has and the surrounding districts, I think there's a really good chance that the visitation will just continue to grow off the back of, hopefully COVID being completely behind us.
Well, that's good, not just for the facility, but for us as a community as well. Listen, Alistair, I've been the president of a local rugby club, and I've got to say that sports administration can be a bit of a headache. What made you want to get into it?
A long time ago, I was a volunteer myself and was sitting on a few committees, and an opportunity came up to get involved in the management. I was in consulting before that, management consulting, and so that's kind of how I got into it, and then continued to go down the path of kind of the entertainment and the commercial side of sports administration. And look, there's been plenty of Nescafe coffee had at 7 o'clock at night at local facilities around the country, so I feel pretty comfortable in that space, and certainly with this role at the Bend, part of that is welcoming the motorsport community, which is really strong in South Australia.
And interesting to hear you have a Doctor of Psychology and Masters and Undergraduate degrees in Business and Psych. How has psychology helped you in your life and work?
First of all, I've got to work myself out and then I'll focus on others. I think what it has helped me with, particularly my psychology background, is probably just the balance between data and gut feel, and being able to, put all the information and see all sides of kind of the data that's in front of you to make the best informed decision that you can make at the time. And it's not always right, but it's the best informed decision that you can make. And certainly that's something I've taken through my career, I guess, is that, you often have to make challenging or, difficult decisions, strategies about choice, and you need to be able to have some research in front of you. You don't want to have paralysis by analysis, but certainly you've got to have some data in front of you. And I know the Bend Motorsport Park, for example, one of the things that attracted me to that is they're completely focused on the customer and getting feedback and trying to continually improve. And, I guess that's what my training many years ago has brought to my role here today.
Yeah. Now, you've worked in tennis as well. Tennis people and motorsport people are chalk and cheese. Who does the better catering? What's the better on-track experience? Are you ready for thousands upon thousands of motorsport fans to be knocking at your door?
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, you think that, but actually the patrons aren't that dissimilar, to be honest. And certainly the participant or the athletes, you know, I don't think no matter what sport you're involved in, there's egos involved at various times.
Yeah.
So it's actually not as different as you'd think. At the end of the day, people, you know, we've had supercars earlier in the year. We just finished an event on the weekend, which we had your station kindly out there, which is fantastic. And we've got ASBK coming up on November 25 to 27. And they're all events that offer experiences, and people go to events to escape, you know, their weekly grind or whatever it be, and whether it be tennis, cricket, football or motorsport, I think that's what people are aiming. And so when people come through the gate at the motorsport, the Bend Motorsport Park, I mean, we're just looking to make sure that people feel like for that day or hour or 10 minutes that they're not thinking about something a bit more stressful.
And Alistair McDonald, I hear you'll be doing a bit of work in Malala as well.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I haven't had as much experience across that venue, but you know, it's a really important historic venue, and I know, you know, Sam Sheen has spoken so passionately about that location as, you know, a real, you know, the history piece behind that for South Australian motorsport. So I think, you know, again, just reiterate the investment this family, this business is making in motorsport in South Australia and in regional places where I think these facilities can make a massive difference, hopefully, moving forward, or already have, and will do so moving forward.
It's the new CEO of the Bend Motorsport Park, Alistair McDonald. Thank you for your time this morning, and welcome to the neighbourhood. The people of Tail and Bend are wonderful, and hopefully there'll be a great relationship between the venue and the town continuing in your tenure. We thank you for your time, and all the best with it.
Thanks, Adam and Jenny, and I'll bring over the chocolate biscuits later for
you. Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. That's Alistair McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of the Bend Motorsport Park, and Malala, of course, is part of his tenure as well, that historic place as well.
Absolutely. And he obviously knows psychology with that offer of biscuits.
Yeah, I like biscuits. And I like going and seeing fast cars too. Hopefully more and more Australians will do that, and that'll be a real money spinner for our region.
You know, one of my first memories of motorsport when I was a kid, because you mentioned the cuisine and that just brought back memories of standing up against a gate watching cars go fast, really fast. And I don't know, I've got no idea where I was, probably like 6 or 7 years old.
Right.
And mud flung into my hot chips.
Oh, no.
So I recommend not doing that.
Yeah.
When it comes to cuisine at the fast cars.
Yeah, cover your chips. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the hot tip from Jenny Lenman. Cover your chips, okay?
Cover your chips.
Yeah, important. You are a real, like, genetically programmed speed demon, aren't you?
Yeah. I've got a sparkle in my eye.
Yeah, you do. You do, really do. Ladies and gentlemen, that was great. We'll catch up with you at 8:30 with the local news, of course, and we'll answer those questions. The last couple of questions of Ask Adam and Jenny Anything Day. That's coming up after 8:30. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Adam.
More of the best songs of all time in your overnight headlines next.
Brendan Jonesy Jones and Amanda Keller.